Okay, today is Daf Nun Tes. Right. Nun Tes, we are on Nun Ches on the bottom line. Amar Rav. Rav said, listen to this, Mati. Ana have biminyana debe Rebbe. I was in that Bezdin of Rebbe. I was part of that Bezdin of Rebbe, says Rav. Right, Rebbe's the last Tana. And Rav is the first Amor. Right? Rav is even also a Tana. Right. So Rav, I was on that Bezdin. Right, the Gemara said yesterday that Rebbe's Bezdin convened and they made a rule about the Sikrikim.
So, he was the youngest of
right. So Rav's, I was there. Yeah. I was there. Uminai didi manu beresha. And they asked my opinion first.
Unbelievable.
That
means he's the youngest.
Oh, Ivanantanan. But 1 second. We learned that Dine Mamanis, Vitahiros, Vitumos, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, Tyros and Tumos, Maschilim and Agadol. You start from the biggest one. Dine Nefoshos, Maschilim and Atzad. Dine Nefoshos, you start from the lowest, from the smallest one. So why over here, in a case of Dine Mamanis, are they picking Rav first? So Amar Rav Bered the Rav, Vitam Rav Hillel Bered the Rav Vilas, Shani Minyana, the Bey Rebbe. You can't ask a kasha on the Bezdin of Rebbe. Tekulu Minayu Minatzad Havim Eschil. They always started from the small. Even by cases of Dine Mamanis. Says Rashi right here. Tekulu Minyana Minatzad Bat Eschilin. Mishum Losana Al Riv. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Losana Al Riv. Which means, don't start up with a Riv. What does that mean? Yeah. So they read it, Kviksiv Chaser, below Yud. So Vidarshin Losana Al Rav. Don't start off with the one bigger than you. Lo tachlok al mufla shebebezdin. You can't argue on the mufla shebebezdin. V'lo mukbi l'reisha dekrav dina nefashos. And the beginning of that pasuk is not really talking about dina nefashos. Afagaf the sefer dekrav lo miskayim elab dina nefashos. Even though ena chanami, the sefer is only about dina nefashos, not the reisha. So therefore, says Rebbe, says Rav, in Rebbe's bezdin, they always started from the smallest, right? Tosfo says, on top, Pirish Bekuntris, Demuki Le Losana Al Riv, Bechol Davar, always started with the smallest Dayan, no matter what the case was. Says Tosfos, Vein Nira, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. How can Rashi say that? Why? Deloma Stabber, De Palaga Masnis in the Sanhedrin. It doesn't make sense that Rebbe would argue on a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, an anonymous Mishnah, a universally held Mishnah, that what? That only by Dinah Nefashas you do that. Therefore, the Icy El Misham Anava, Shlola Haris Atzno Begadol Haya
Osa. That's why they respected him.
Right. He made himself out like he was the lowest.
He was the most humble.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Vamarabba Bere Derav of Itam Ravhil Bere Dervidas Ravelis. Mimos Moshe Ad Rebbe Lomatira Gedola Torah Ugadol Makam Echad. There was no such thing as Torah from Moshe to Rebbe, Torah and greatness, the greatest person, the greatness in one place. Velo, v'havi Yoshua. What about Yoshua? So the Gemara answers, no, have Elazar. Elazar was there also. As a matter of fact, right? If Elazar was there also, why isn't what it says in the Mishnah, Moshe kibel Torah misinai u'misrael li'Yoshua, what about misrael li'Yoshua v'Elazar? That Yeshua wasn't the greatest in Torah and greatness in one person because he had Elazar there.
What about Pinchas?
We're going to get to Pinchas in a second. So he had Elazar there. So if you have Elazar there, why is he mentioned? Not only that. Who is this? So one of these Achronim here says that the Gemara implies that Elazar had greater Torah than Yoshua. Because the Gemara gives the way the Torah was learned. Moshe learned it from Hashem, taught it to Aaron, taught it to Elazar and Isamar, and then the whole Klai Yisrael. What about Yoshua? He wasn't in that inner circle.
He's never in that list.
So who's in there? Elazar.
Elazar.
So I forgot who says this. I can't see who says this. Different Achronim here say that Elazar might have been greater than Yoshua in Torah. That's true. But for whatever reason, Yoshua was picked by Moshe, really by Hashem, to be the next leader and to be the next transmitter of Torah. Elazar was greater. Okay, we can't understand always the Cheshbonos.
You didn't hear both words.
Yeah.
Torah and Gedurah.
Right, both.
You gotta get both of them.
Right, so it could be that Elazar was greater in Torah, but he wasn't greater as a person, maybe. And in any event,
maybe he didn't
the Aaron was dead already.
said me
most Moshe till
Rebbe.
There was never one person who had. There was never one person who had it all.
Aaron didn't have it all.
No. What about Yehoshua? He had it all. No, Elazar was also there, so it's not one person. Now the Gemara is going to answer.
You didn't go for anybody.
Ha'avi Elazar. So what about Elazar himself after Yeshua died? So the Gemara says, well, Ha'avi Pinchas was there. Va'avi Pinchas. What about Pinchas after Elazar died? Well, Ha'avi Zekadim. There was a Zekadim there also. What about Va'avi Shaul? What about Shaul? Va'avi Shmuel. Shmuel was there. I've Hanach Nafshe. But Shmuel died. Shmuel didn't live the same, as long as Yashal. So the Gemara says, well, Kulei Shanei Kaminim. We're talking about their entire reign. And their entire reign, not when Moshe was 1 year old, not when somebody was 1 year old, when they became a somebody. So when they became a somebody, Shmuel was still alive. Vahave Dava, about David. Hahave Ira Hayirai. But Ira Hayirai was there also. Vaha Noach Nafshi, but he died. So the Gemara says, well, Kulei Shanei, again, same answer. Their entire reign. Havi Shlomo, what about Shlomo? Hahave Shimi Ben Gera. There was Shimi Ben Gera there. Iva Katle, but he killed him. So again, same answer. Kuli Shani Kamrinam. We're talking about their entire reign. Vahavi Chizkia. What about Chizkia? Havi Shevna. Shevna was there. Vaha Iktal, but he got killed. Kuli Shani Kamrinam. We're talking about their entire reign. Hahavi Ezra. What about Ezra? Havi Nechemia ben Chalkia was also there. Amr Vacha Bere Derava. Afani Omer. I'll say something else. Mi most Rebbe. Ad Rav Ashi. From Rebbe to Ravashi, Lomatzinu Torah uGedula b'makom echad. There wasn't Torah and Gedula in one place. So we have three people that the Gemara says there was no Torah. They're the ones, only three people in history, Torah and Gedula in one place. Right. Who are they? Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi. Torah, Mishnayos, and Gemara.
Bingo.
There you go. Right? It's amazing, no? Torah, Mishnayos, and Gemara. The three great people of the three authors, three compilers, whatever you want to call them, of the greatest books ever written.
And Ravina wasn't the same time?
He was, but he wasn't, I guess that's the Gemara is going
to
say.
Both together means that they have to have the authority that they
can listen to.
Right. Velo, Vahavi Huna Bar Nassan. What about Huna Bar Nassan? Who apparently lived in the same time as Ravashi and was pretty big. Shiny Huna Bar Nassan. Huna Bar Nassan is an exception. Demekav Hekayef Leil Ravashi. Because he subordinated himself to Ravashi.
Isn't that a good thing?
What?
Was that a good thing?
He used to quote Ravashi.
He what?
He used to quote
Ravashi. So in some way, he was...
He was a Talmud?
What? So therefore, only Ravashi is considered the greatest, because he made himself like a nobody.
Yeah.
Okay?
He says, quote, he quotes Ravashi?
As a nobody.
What?
He says, subordinate himself.
Proof that we had a whole discussion with a couple of someone who finished up on Ravashi.
Yeah.
Notice how they're talking about Ravashi after he's dead.
Interesting. Right. So who wrote? So what's the answer?
Who wrote this?
Right. That's interesting. I never thought of that.
Who's Hoon? Is that Rav Huna?
No. Someone else. Some other person. We don't even know who it is.
Yes. So I never heard of him quoting for tomorrow. Because the people who compiled it at the end, he was a common person, so they knew him.
So just interesting, the Gemara on top said that what about Elazar?
Right.
No, but Pinchas was there.
Right.
Pinchas was Elazar's son.
Yeah.
So it's a father and son.
Right.
So why doesn't the Gemara give the same answer? Well, Pinchas' son would have been subordinated himself to his father.
Sure.
So it shouldn't have mattered. And therefore there should be a fourth person in history, Elazar. Pinchas was there, but he subordinated himself for his father. Why don't we say that? So the Gemara answer, why don't we say that? Right? So the answer is, because, what does he give over the answer over here? The Ber Yitzchak says, because the only reason why Pinchas would have done that was because he's a son. That's not a genuine, real, okay, I'm making myself not here because you're greater than me. The only reason he did it is because he's his father. So he can't put a letter on the list. Okay. So he put him. He made himself like he wasn't around. So therefore, Ravashi is the greatest. Okay. Next, Cheresh, Romez, Vinirmaz. A Cheresh can conduct purchases, buy and sell things with hinting. With yes, sign language, gestures, any kind of remez. Ben Besera Omer Kofetz Vinikvatz Vimetaltalin. Bimetaltalin, right? with what's it called? With talking. He can't talk, but with moving his lips. Okay? Bimetaltalin. What does it mean? Bimet what?
Lip motions.
Not sign language, lip motions.
Is he arguing or something?
Yes, he's arguing. The question is he being more mekel or more machmer?
Right.
That's a machlokas. But he's definitely arguing. Hapuotos, which are young children, mekhan mekach, their sales are sales, umachwan memkar, and their purchases are purchases, bimetaltalin, with metaltalin only.
But they can make a kinyan under 13.
Okay, so this is what this mission doing here? It's tikkun olam. If an 11-year-old kid walks into a store, and mother tells him to go to the grocery store and buy milk, and he comes buys and gives the store owner money, and he takes the milk home, if that doesn't sale, is not a good sale, the whole society falls apart.
Sure.
You can't have a thing like that. So the Chacham made a rule, we're going to treat kids as adults for purposes of buying groceries. Not land, not avodim.
And also not a lula.
What? Right? Only things like this. Only for the purpose of that, right? And,
I think 11 years is already over the limit. I think it's 9 to 10.
Well, the Gemara is going to have a discussion how young, not how old, till bar mitzvah.
Right?
12 years old and 364 is just as a cotton as a 2-year-old. Right? But if a 2-year-old walks in with a $100 bill and wants to buy something, the store owner says, this doesn't really look right. That's a different story. Omer of Nachman, machlokes b'metaltalin. The whole machlokes is metaltalin. Avo begitten, what about a get? Can a cherish give a get?
No.
Divri hakol, hakol b'remiza. Everybody holds it can give a get b'remiza. Why? Because the whole marriage is b'remiza. The whole marriage is also b'derabanan. They let a cherish, why should he not be married?
Which is a, you shall, it happens in between.
Correct, correct. So pshita, it's obvious, no?
Only one problem, he can't say harayat b'kudachos.
Okay, so he can motion it.
He mouths it.
That's not a din d'oraisa.
It's not?
I don't think so. Pshita, metaltalin tanan. Well, the Mishnah only said metaltalin. So of course they only argue metaltalin, how you acquire it, with remiza or with talking, or lip moving. But about a get? No. About him, I would have thought, ath metaltalin, right, ath also metaltalin, cannot be bought with maybe
remisa.
with moving the lips, right? And according to Bemisaber, that does work. But for sure, it would work by getting, just like by a get. You could. How did he get married? He must have mouthed Hariyah Mikudeshesli. So if you could do to come in, you could do to go out. Kamash Balan, maybe not, right? It doesn't work according to Bemisaber. It could be Amri. Others have the exact opposite. Amr of Nachman Machlokes and Metaltalim. Do Machlokes is Metaltalim. Kach Machlokes begidden. Say Machlokes begidden. I have an I Metaltalim tanan. But it only says Metaltalim in the Mishnah. Ema af Metaltalim. Maybe it means also Metaltalim. And for sure, they're arguing about Gidden. Okay. Haputos mecha mecha hu machron machron be Metaltalim. Ad kama. How old? Masnitsin machvi Rav Yehuda Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda demonstrated to Rav Yitzchak his son over there. Kvarshis kvarshev. 6 or 7. Rav Kahana Amar Kvar Shev Kvar Tzmani, 7 or 8. But Masnisa Tana Kvar Tesha Kvar Eser, 9 or 10. Why does it give 2 years?
Between those 2 years.
So that's what you'd think, right? What do you mean between those 2 years? Either 6 or 7. Which one is it? So says the...
It's a range, 6 or 7.
What?
It's a range.
Says the Nemuka Yosef, girls 6, boys 7. Girls 9, boys 10. Girls are more mature than boys. That's why it says 2 years. He says, the first one, he pointed to his son. 6 or 7. Well, how old is he? Go ask him. The answer is he's 7. So a girl is 6. Right? Velo pligi. But not even arguing. Not even arguing. Kol chad v'chad l'flik chorfei. Every kid according to his level.
Right?
You have some kids that are 10 years old, they're already like, you know, they already can run the whole house. And some kids, they can't do that when they're 12 also not. So it depends on the kid. Time of Mai. What's the reason for this? Amar of Abba Bar Yaakov Amar of Yochanan. Mishum kedei chayav. So they can be able to buy food. Well, they need food. They need something. Now, this is a complete tangent. Rashi says, because it's the same people that say are going to say this is memra. It's nothing to do with anything. Vayomer lo asher al hamalticha hotei levush lechol ovdei habal. Some pasuk. My malaticha. What does that word mean? Malasticha? Malaticha? Amar v'aver b'yakov, amar b'yochanan, davar hanimlal v'nimtach. It's not that can be rolled and folded.
Rubbed and stretched.
Kiyosu of Diri, Amr of Yochanan, Shigalo Bonim Benunim, that this person sent Larebi to Rebbe 4 things. Sivni, Chomes, Salsala, Umalmala. these four things. What are they? Sivni v'chomes. Sivni and chomes are certain kind of materials. Ba'amguza upalga da'amguza. You could fold it in the size of a nut and a half a nut. Salsala v'malala v'pistika upalga pistika. You can fold it in a different kind of nut and a half a nut. Different kind of nut. Ma'im ma'lala. What?
Acorns.
Acorns, yeah. Good. Shkoich. Ma'im ma'lala. What does that mean? Ma'lala. Davar ha'mnimlal v'nimtach. It's something that's stretched and folded. Right. Now, okay, that what that meant, I have no idea. Now, back to the story about the kids. V'to'usan. What about if you make a mistake by a child? There's a mistake in the sale. So we know by an adult, the mistake is valid, up ripping off, up to a sixth, right? If it's more than a sixth, it's not valid. If it's a sixth, you get your money back. So v'to'usan ad kama, what about by children? Amr of Zeru, Amr of Yona, Amr of Zera, Ad Shtus, Kigadol, same thing. A six, like a gadol, what's the difference? Now, boy abaya, matana so mai. What about a matana? So we said that a child is allowed to go into a store and buy milk. Why? Because otherwise, a society has to operate like that. What about a gift? Does a child have to give a gift? If a child gives you a gift, is it a valid kinyan? Right? That's what Rashi says.
Depends who the kid is.
Oh, no, it doesn't depend. Let's say he's old enough. He's 11, 12 years old. He's a very bright boy. Very bright girl. So is that a valid kinyan?
You can buy necessity.
Oh, so metaltalin, mishum kide. So the question is, we're only talking about metaltalin, a gift anyway, not a land. Right? Mishum kide chayav hu zavini in matana lo. So why does the child have to give you a matana? I understand he needs to buy milk and groceries. 100%. Why does he have to give you a matana? He's not a gadol. He can't make kinyanim. O dilma matanasa nami matana. The avdile naich nafshe. Nobody gives a matana for nothing. So if he's giving a matana, there's a cheshbon behind it. And if there's a cheshbon behind it, it should be just as it's payback or it's payment or it's upfront payment, right? I'm giving you a matana because I want something later from you.
Right.
So no one gives matanas for no reason. So why should it be different than buying groceries? And it should be valid.
So how do we do matana amanas lahakse by any history?
What?
According to this, how do you do matana amanas lahakse?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a very big sugi that. So Rav Yema Amar ain matana samatana. No, there's no such thing as a matana. You want to tell me because he's doing it for a cheshbon? I don't care. Rav Mar Barei Davashi Amar matana samatana. It is a good matana. And by the way, Ipchua the opposite v'shadri lekamedir of Mordechai. They sent the opposite. They heard that Mordechai said the opposite. Amalei zilu Amar lamar. Lebarmar, go tell him. Lav hachi havi uvda. Didn't it happen once? Ki havi koi mar bar chad kari ar of chad kari adarga. He had one foot in the house, one foot out of the house, and he was walking either out or in. And marnaluhu, and we asked him, matanaso man, what's the story with a matana? Can a child give a matana? Va'amrulan matanaso matana. It is a good matana. Achas matana shchemira, achas matana zberia. Whether he's a shchemira, whether he's healthy, achas matana meruba, achas matana muetet. Whether it's a big gift or a small gift, a child can give a gift. Why? Because really, if you think about it, it's really no different than buying groceries, and therefore it's good.
How about receiving a gift?
That's a bigger question.
In terms of kona.
In terms of kona, that's a bigger question. What? Because what do they need that for? Right. Why do you need to give him a gift? So that's a different question. That's the question with the law. Right.
So Rafa, the kid goes into his mother's bedroom, takes $10,000 bracelet, and gives it to his friend. That's a matana.
Well, so when I talk, I don't know. Maybe yeah. Well, it doesn't belong to him.
No, it doesn't belong.
It doesn't belong to him.
How do you get off the ground?
It doesn't belong. You can't steal it.
That's an error.
We're talking about stealing. No, it doesn't belong to him. You can't give a gift that doesn't belong to you. It belongs to him. He has a ball. He has some toy. Right. His father bought him a toy. It's his toy. Nobody cares about that toy. And he wants to give it to his neighbor. Why? Because the neighbor wants to give it to his kid. So, I give it to my neighbor. The next time he'll do something nice for me. Right? That's what everyone does. Everyone operates like that. The kids are not different. So is that valid? The answer is yes, it's valid. Okay. Next. Elu dvarim sh'amru b'nei Darki Shalom. The following things were taught and enacted for Darki Shalom. First of all, Kohen Kora Rishon. Kohen gets first Aliyah. The Achrav of Levi, the Achrav of Yisrael. That's the order. Kohen Levi Yisrael. Why? Because everybody wants to be first. Right? So why? How come he's first and not me? The Kohen always goes first. Next. Ma'arvin Rabbayis Yashan B'Medak Yishalom. If the Erev is kept in one house, this is talking about a Ruvichat Eros, where they kept the bread in one house, in Bayis Yoshin, that old house, always in that house, it stays in that house.
Don't I keep it in the shul?
Yes, but if it's in a house, because there is no shul, it's a bungalow colony, there's no shul, it's a bunch of houses in a circle. So they keep it in one house, it stays in that house. Don't every year, oh, I want it in my house this year. No, it's in his house. It's always been in his house, it stays in that house. Why? Takashal, no fighting. Net.
That doesn't work.
What? It's a minhag.
It's common sense.
Giving a coin first is a halacha.
Right.
So I'm not sure if it's a halacha or it's a minhag which became halacha.
To me, it's an interesting halacha because technically the person that should get it first is if there's a chacham there.
So the truth is, tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask why does it have to be in that guy's house? So the Gemara is going to give two reasons. First of all, it started so what? So people are going to think, oh, I know the Erev is always in his house. I walked by, I didn't see the Erev there. Oh, there's no Erev. He's not going to know. Oh, someone else in someone else's house. That's a real issue. He's not going to realize it. And then there's another reason I forgot, but I forgot. So we'll do it tomorrow. If I forgot.
Fair Democrat, it would be in 100.
So it's not a democracy. It's not a democracy.
Oh, wait, you're bringing a democracy
to it. Every year you switch to a different house. So to satisfy everybody.
No, that makes no sense. Because I just told you, the guy knows, I always come to this place, there's always an Erev in this guy's house. I walk by, I don't see the Erev. Oh, there must be, there's no Erev. Right. And there is an Erev.
When do you make a big salad mix, you get someone else.
Bar Shahu Karov La'ama. Okay, so this is a whole complicated thing. Basically, there was a river, and the only way they could acquire the water for their fields was to stop the flow for everyone else. So Bar Shahu Karov La'ama, if your pit is near the flow, Mismale Rishon Bibnei Darkei Shalom, you go first, the closest one goes first, because of Darkei Shalom. Water rights. The guy at the end of the thing can't say, listen, what about me? You'll get your turn. We're going in order of who's closest. Right? I think, is that what it means? I think that's what it says.
The cistern that is closest to the source of the irrigation channel is to be filled first.
Exactly. Next one is second. Then third, then it goes in order. It goes in order of distance. Why? That no arguments. No fighting. Right? Mitsudos chayav ofos v'dogim. Yesh behem mishum gezel bebnei darkei shalom. If I set a trap, in the forest, not in someone's property, in no man's land, and I trap an animal, so really, do I own that animal? No. Rashi says, you don't make a kinyan unless the trap has four walls, like a box. Otherwise, I don't really make it, it's not really mine. So anyone else could take it, but there's a rule, you can't take it, maybe darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi Omar, gezel gomar, that's pure gezel. It is yours. Next, Mitzios Chere Shotev Akotin. Chere Shotev Akotin, find something. And you grab it out of their hands. Yeshem Mishum Gezel, Medaka Shalom. Because really, they can't acquire anything. Rabbi Yossi Omar Gezel Gomer. It's pure Gezel. Next, Ani Hamanakef Rosh Hazayas. If the Ani is on top of the olive tree, getting his Leket Chikha Pei or whatever he's getting, and the olives fall onto the ground. So somebody runs and says, ooh, this guy's up there doing all the work. I'll just take all these olives. Right? You didn't really acquire them yet because they fell to the ground. Masha tachtov gezel midarkei shalom. What fell below is yours because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi Amar gezel gomer.
He's not going to go off the trees.
Exactly. He's up there. So he forgot to bring up the basket with him. So he has no way to get them. So what does he do? He lets them fall. He'll get them when he comes down. Right. Someone else comes and takes them all.
Right.
So darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi Amar gezel gomer. It's pure gezel. Right? Next. Ein mamachin biad aniye ovdei kachav malekat chichu peyab midarkei shalom. We don't stop a goy, a non-Jew, from coming to the field for Leket Shechem Peah because of Darkei Shalom, even though he's not Jewish. Right? And we could say, well, listen, this is only a Jewish charity. We don't do that.
But that's only if he's an Ani.
If he's an Ani. He's an Ani. Oh, this you go to your own charity. Don't bother me. Go to the church. Leave me alone. This is for Jews. You don't say that. Right? We don't say that when they Darkei Shalom.
It's like on Solas, the answer
calls. Exactly, exactly.
They have all the people right, homes in the hospital on Shabbos, all the nuns are still asleep, you need to child and cook.
Exactly, exactly.
How come Rabbi Yossi didn't object to this?
What?
The last one, Rabbi Yossi didn't object.
What's he going to object to?
He objected to everyone else.
But he said he was more machmir. What can we more?
Exactly, he was machmir to everyone.
There's nothing more we could say. What can we say more?
Yeah.
So next. Why should he say that? Minahani Mili. Minahani Mili. How do we know this? How do we know what? How do we know that a Kohen goes first? So the truth is, what do you mean, how do we know? The Mishnah said, B'nei Daka Shalom.
Right.
Right? So the Chassam Sofer says, I would have thought the other way. I would have thought the Kohen should go last because of Malan B'Kodesh. Think about that one. The opposite, it should go last. Right. No. What's the reason why we have it this way? So.
Also, Achron Achron Chavit.
Exactly. So maybe it should be the opposite. So why are we doing it this way? So Amar of Masna, the Amar Kart says, V'yichtav Moshe es HaTorah HaZos, V'yitna El HaKahanim B'nei Levi. Otto, and Oloya, don't I know that Kahanim B'nei Levi Ninu? Right? Why do I have to say that? Ella, Kohen B'Reish of Ahadar Levi. It's the order. First a Kohen, then a Levi. V'yitcha Gudavcha Amar, Mehacha. It says, V'nikshu HaKahanim B'nei Levi. The Kahanim B'nei Levi come forward. Otu anan lo yadina de hakahanim b'nei Levi. Don't we know that kahanim are children of Levi? Ela kohen b'reisha v'hadar Levi. First a kohen, then a Levi. Interestingly, the Chassam Sofer says this pasuk, v'nikshu kahanim b'nei Levi, is talking about b'egla arufa. What does this have to do with going first? It has nothing to do with anything, right? Right?
No, they're just taking it out of context.
Exactly, but to teach you what? That Kohen goes first? How does that teach you that? It teaches you as follows, says the Chassam Sofer, because the Pasuk goes out of its way to call them Kahanim B'nei Levi, which means they have two milas.
Right.
They're Kahanim, and they're also, so of course they go first. Right. They have two great things. Ravashi Amar Mehacha, a different place. It says, B'nei Amram, Aaron and Moshe, Vayavdel Aaron Lehadisho, Kodesh Kedoshim. They designated Aaron to be Kodesh Kedoshim, which is Kahanim. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Mehacha. It says v'kidashto l'chol davar shebe kedusha. Right, they're holy for every kedusha kadosh thing. Tana debay Rabbi Shmuel v'kidashto l'chol davar shebe kedusha, for everything first. Liftoach rishon, that means to get the first aliyah. Levarich rishon, to lead benching. Litol mona yafa rishon, to get the first portion. What does that mean? Rashi says it means, if you're coming to divide something with a regular Yisrael, let's say a partnership, or I don't know what, after you divide it equally, so you take first, because you're the Kohen.
So they pick those two piles and say you pick the pile.
Right. Says Tosfos on top, kigon maiser ani o tzedakah. Two people show up at the soup kitchen. The Yisrael says to the Kohen, you get in line first. You're a Kohen, right? Oh, imhu ani, o b'chaveir hamasubim b'se'uda, avol midi d'shutfis, but if it's a partnership, like Rashi said, lo, absolutely not. Damrina b'perak ha'makom shenagu, tahanosein eino b'chelek yafa, eino roes simin bracha la'olam. If you see this kind of situation, you'd like hop in the first portion, you don't see simin bracha. So how could that be? How can you do that to a Kohen? They could not have a simin bracha? So what was Rashi thinking? Didn't Rashi know the Gemara?
And he have a poor Kohen anyway.
What?
Didn't the Kohanim have a bracha that they're not going to be poor?
So no, just the opposite. So the Tosfos Rid says that Gemara must only, Rashi must hold, that Gemara only applies if you chop the first portion. But here, you're offering it to the other Kohen. You're offering it to the Kohen. The Kohen can't be faulted for being offered the first portion. It doesn't violate that Gemara. It's not a problem with that. Okay.
So if you invite a family over, a Kohanim over for lunch, you have to give them the first choice of chicken?
Or yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As your guest. Sure.
Yeah. Amalei Abayler of Yosef. The Bnei Darkei Shalom. So what are you telling me now? It's all because of Darkei Shalom. Daraisa hi. It's a Daraisa. We just quoted all these psukim. Amalei, you're right. Daraisa b'Bnei Darkei Shalom. The Torah said to do it this way because of Darkei Shalom. Right? So the Gemara says, well, the whole Torah is like that. The whole Torah is like that. So what are you telling me? So Ella Amar Abaya, look at the Mar. No, the reason why we what's going on here is because of what Mar said. The Tanya, Shnayim Mamtinim Zelze Bikaira. If two, this is like Derech Eretz at a Suda, which doesn't really apply today. If two people are sitting at this plate, you have to wait for each other.
Right.
But Shlosha Ein Mamtinen. For three people, you don't have to wait. I guess three people, you're allowed to take proportion first, or you're going to, somehow you don't have to wait. Habotzeya, Hupo Shei Odo Tchila. The one who breaks the bread, who cuts the bread, can eat first. If you want to give cover to your Rebbe, oh, Lamisha, God only menu, or someone greater than you, Rishus Piyodor, you're allowed to. Vamar Mar Allah.
That they should eat first or they should cut the bread?
Either one. Either one. Vamar Mar Allah. And Mar said on that, Lo Shanu El Besuda. That's only true by a Suda. If you want to forego your right to go first and give it to your Rebbe or your boss or whatever, you're allowed to do that. Lo. You can't do that in Shul. You can't be mochel your aliyah. Why? Because it's going to lead to fights. It's going to lead to fights, right?
But the coin's allowed to be machlomas kapah.
What? I understand. It's 100%. It's exactly the point. Not on the aliyah. The coin wants to say, you know what? I don't want to get. I don't need the first piece of chicken. You can take it. That he's allowed to do. But he's not allowed to be mochel on the first aliyah because it's going to lead to fights. Once a coin does that, can you imagine the fights? So
he walks out of shul.
What?
Unless he walks out of shul.
Yeah. Right.
When he walks out, it's fine.
He's not there.
Now, even though, so what's the, you know what the Dakar Shalom is? The Dakar Shalom is that a Kohen is not allowed to be mochel. That's the Dakar Shalom.
Right.
Normally, a Kohen can be mochel. Not a melech, he can't be mochel. He's not a father. He can be mochel. I don't need the first Ali, it's fine, you guys have it. No, he's not allowed to be mochel. Why? That's Dakar Shalom. Because the minute he's mochel, it'll lead to fights. Amr of Masna, Hada Marta Beis HaKnesses.
Is he allowed to be mochel to another Kayin?
What?
Is he allowed to be mochel to another Kayin?
So that's up to the Gabbai, really. It was only one Kohen. So how do they pick? Okay, so there's a lot of fights have been developed over the years in Shul. 100%. I'm not saying that. But the is one Kohen in the room, he can't be mochel.
Right.
Why? Daki Shalom. Amr of Masna, Hada Marta Beis HaKnesses low. That which we said in the Shul, he can't be mochel. Lo more in Elba Shabbos is Yom Tov. It's only on Shabbos and Yontif. The Shechichi Barabim, where a lot of people come. Avol B'Sheni B'Chamishi, but on Monday and Thursday, who's already in Shul? 12 people? Lo, that thing doesn't apply, and the Kohen can be mochel. Says Tosvos. No one should go away thinking anything different.
Yeah.
First, the last wide line. Omer Ben Otam, Hani Mi'il the two. That was only in those days. The B'chol, Havi Turidi B'Malachton. People had to go to work. They couldn't go to Shul. They didn't even live in their shuls. Different world. V'lo shchichi. It wasn't so common to have a minion on a Monday and a Thursday, and a kohen's wanting to be mochel, and it's going to lead to a fight. Aval didon shchichi b'sheni b'chamishi kemo b'yantif. Today, there's no difference. No difference. Okay? Any, is that true?
Yeah,
right. Any, is that true? V'ravuna kari b'kahani b'shabatzos v'yomim tovim. Okay, this is a big discussion. But Rav Huna did it. Rav Huna got the first aliyah. It was, and Rashi says, what?
He was Yisrael.
Shiny Rav Huna. Rav Huna is an exception. Da'afilu Reb Ami, Reb Asi, Kahani, De'chashivi, De'eret Yisrael, make of Havi Kayifle. Even the Gedolei Hador would be mochel for him. So now what's the gedder of that?
Right.
That's a big question, because none of us are in this category.
Where does it end?
No one you know is in this category.
Yeah.
Right? So don't worry about it. Right? Amar Abaya, Naktinon, we have a tradition. Listen to this. What of time here? Ein Sham Kohen. Let's say there's no Kohen. What if there's no Kohen? There's no Kohen in the room. So, Nisparda HaChaliva. The bag is unwound. Meaning, all rules are off. Right? Says Rashi. Nifsak HaKesher. The knot is untied. Right? The Rashi of the Sparta Chavila. That means the knot is untied. Ibar HaLevi es kvodo b'shvil chavilaso hanifredes. The Levi loses his right to go second. The ain't a korek klal. You don't have to call him at all. Right?
But how about Eimavirin?
What?
Eimavirin, you're passing over him.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
He says you do pass over him.
So why is that? Why should the Levi lose out? Just because it's no Kohen, why should the Levi lose out the first Aliyah? So the Chassam Sofer says, because the Levi's whole mahus, his whole Kedusha, is because he serves the Kohen.
Right.
He serves in the Beis HaMikdash. So if there's no Kohen, there's no service. So we're not passing over him. He doesn't count.
Yeah, but that's cheating. Do give the Levi.
You can. We do it here sometimes also. Kach Omar Mori Hazake no Mori Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda. V'chein Tzidei Rav Amram. That's how they all said it. Aval Talmidei Mori v'Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Shamati b'shmo she'ein seder l'davar l'haktim Levi l'Yisrael u'mishi yartza yaktim. But if you want to, you can. Right? If you want to, you can. And that's how halach is. If you want to, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Sometimes I used to do it here, and someone complained to me, that the Levium get every time, and then there's only, and then there's only, then
it's only six. Then it's only six.
No,
six left.
No, 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 on a Monday and a Thursday. On a Monday and a Thursday, if there's no Kohen here, if I give a Levi first, I just cheated the Yisrael out of an Aliyah. And there's the Levium get so many Aliyahs in Yisrael. Guy complained to me.
How did you get cheated? You get the two Yisrael.
Two instead of three. So you do that for a month, right? That's like 10 extra Aliyahs that a Levi's getting, that Yisrael could be getting.
Oh, but it's not the first two, just the first one.
First one. You never give a Kohen or a Levi back to, that's tomorrow's daf. You never do, if we get to it today. You never give a Kohen or a Levi back to back. So the Gemara says, that's what the Gemara said. If there's no Kohen, the whole thing, all the rules are off. I mean, the second wide line, Amar Abaya, Naktinan, Ein Shom Levi, Kor Kohen. If there is no Levi, right?
Right.
You call a Kohen. Right?
So come
why?
Twice.
Why? Why?
There's no Levi, you call a Kohen?
Yeah. Because if you call Yisrael, Tezer Ritva, you're gonna think he's a Levi.
Right.
Right? You like that reason?
But most Jews are Israeli.
1 second. Any, is that true? From Rav Yochanan, Kohen acha Kohen, logi yikrei. You can't call a Kohen after a Kohen. Mishum pekom oshal rishon. Because people are going to think, you called a Kohen, then you call another Kohen. The first Kohen, he wasn't really a Kohen. Now we call the real Kohen. Right? Levi acha Levi lo yikrei mishum pekam shneim. You can't call a Levi after a Levi because you're going to think they're both not Levium. Why are you going to think they're both not Levium? The Gemara's going to answer that in a second. So the Gemara answers, no. Ki kam riso ba'osa Kohen. No, I meant the same Kohen. If there's no Levi, the same Kohen gets called up twice. Right. What are they going to think? Is that a Kohen? You got him called twice. What's better than that? Which is what we practice. If there's no Levi, the Kohen gets twice. The same Kohen, you don't call up another Kohen.
No.
That you can't do. Right. You never call up two Kohanim back to back. Now, Maishna Levi acha Levi, deka pagama deshnehem. Why are we going to say it's a pagama of both of them? Damri, we're going to say, chad minehu lav Levihu. One of them is not a Levi. So Kohen acha Kohen nami, amri chad minehu lav Kohen hu. Right? So why by the Kohen we're afraid of only one, and why by the Levi we're afraid of both? So the Gemara says, Kohen, the muchzak lan bavua the high sheni the Kohen hu, because we're going to know the second one. Everyone knows the second one's for sure a Kohen. Everyone knows. So same thing by the Levi, hachanami the muchzak lan bavua the high sheni the Levi hu. Everyone knows the same answer. Ella no, Amar mamzeres onasina nasiv. What people are going to say is they're going to say the father of the second one. Right? Married a mom, is a mamzeres or a nasina, married such a person, and the children are pasal. So hachanami, the same thing. Amri gureshes, o chalutza nasiv, va'achle lezare. Same thing. He married a gurusha, a chalutza, and the zera is no good. The Gemara says, no. Sov, levi mikahavi? That's not a levi. That's not a levi.
It doesn't become a levi.
That becomes a nothing. Yeah. However, if a kohen marries a gurusha, the child's still a kohen. It just an aver was done. Yes. Just an aver was done. Can he serve in the? Can he get the first aliyah? I think yes. Can he serve in the base of English? I'm not sure. But the point is, he's still called a kohen. But if a Levi's father Levi has a relation with a mamzer, that's not a Levi. Laman Laman. Now okay, fine. Now Ulaman. To who are we afraid? To who are we afraid? Is people are going to think that the person's not really a kohen or not really a Levi? If people are sitting in shul, ha kachazile, people watch. The guy got called up for a kohen, then they called up someone else for a kohen. What's the issue? Ela liyotzin. No, people leave before davening is before leaning is over to catch a train, and they look at this. They called up this guy, then they called up this guy. He's not really a kohen. Yeah, they made a whole gzeira for people that don't follow the halacha and leave davening early. Amazing.
We had our brachas in life.
Yes. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day and a good Chodesh. Yeah.